Let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Let me bang you, Jesus, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Hey, everybody, welcome to MMA Roasted Podcast. Me, Adam Hunter. I'm here with the great Bill Dawes, my man in Texas.
I'm in LA, brother.
You're in LA?
Yeah.
I never know where you are. I feel like I know you so well, and then I have no idea who you are. Like, you're like my most mysterious friend. Can we talk about that for a second?
Sure.
Okay. So me and Bill did a show in Arizona, right? And he's like, hey, want to drive down together? So I'm like, all right, if you ask me, drive down together. So we're driving down, and I'm just like venting. It's like a therapy session. I think I haven't seen anybody at that point in a while because of COVID. And you're an easy guy to talk to. That's why I have you on the podcast too. You're a very easy guy to talk to. You're very, very smart. You went to like Brown or something, or Princeton, you know.
Princeton. Come on, Princeton, Brown?
Princeton, very bright guy, very easy to talk to. You have a lot of empathy for people. So we're talking for like 6 hours there, 7 hours back. At the end, I'm like, man, I feel like I really bonded with Bill Dawes. Like, I feel like we're really closer. We've always been close, but I feel like we've really like, I don't know, maybe turned the corner on our friendship of like, here's a guy that I consider, like, you're in that top tier of friends. You know how you always have, like, the guys that, like I just feel like we really, like, I've known you for years. So then, like, 3 days later, this a mutual friend is like, hey, you hear about Bill? I'm like, what? She's like, oh, he's having a baby. I'm like, oh, when did he find out? She's like, 9 months ago. It's due any day now. I'm like, what? Like, she's like, yeah. I'm like, you would think that would come up in the 14 hours we spent together.
Well, let me say, there are a few things. First of all, you were hilarious on the car drive, and your rants were like cracking me the fuck up. And then for me to go, by the way, I'm going to have a child, just felt like it wasn't the tone of the, it was like a fun, we were like ranting about all sorts of shit. And then also, they have this weird thing, I'm sure you know, because you have a daughter, like you can't even get a pediatrician appointment until the baby is born.
Oh, fuck, hold on. Okay, go on. You go on. Go on.
You can't even get a pediatrician appointment until the baby is born because the baby might die. So, you know what I mean?
That's
so,
in the first couple months, though. I'm talking about like...
I know, but there's a part of me that's just like, I've always been like, I don't want to like, it sounds stupid, like jinx it or be like...
I mean, the first couple months, you find out the woman's pregnant, like that you said, don't tell anybody. After like four months, you can start telling people.
Especially well, like, also, we'd broken up, and then 5 days later, she found out she's pregnant.
Okay.
So also, right. It's not like I was married like you and had a $900,000 house like you. I live in a dumpster behind the Chuckle Hut, and baby with a girl I just broke up with. So it was, you know, and things are cool. I mean, she's a great mom, and I've been there for the past 3 weeks, but now I'm fucking in LA by myself.
I hear you. I hear you. And I just think that like, I don't know, it's exciting. But when I was like, what's new with you? Like, I think I said, what's new with you? Like,
did you Adam? Did you?
I would like to believe that I would say that. But congratulations, man. Beautiful girl, second daughter. I mean, how do you feel?
20 years apart, man. It's fucking crazy. I feel like I got some good dick. You know what I mean? No, I feel she's, it's you in the delivery room and all that, right?
Yeah, I got kicked out like 10 times for making jokes. my wife didn't want to see me. She was like, this is the hardest thing I ever had to do. I never wrestled in high school. She was, get out. Then like,
you know what's so funny is I took your advice. I was like, cause you told me that. What we found out, you're like, hey, don't make jokes in the fucking delivery room. So I was like, I'm going to be so fucking quiet in the delivery room and not make jokes. But she was actually, by the way, she bites my head off every fucking day. But like when during the delivery room, she was an angel to me. It's the most bizarre inversion of shit.
Probably all medicated, right?
Yeah, she was not epidural.
So yeah. I mean, my wife.
My wife, nice.
My wife's legs were over her head. I mean, there was like all kinds of stuff going on. And I was like, man, you look really hot right now. Like I was saying things like, oh man, you're turning me on. Shut up. And then she'd be like, he's a comedian to every nurse that came in, you know, because they couldn't believe that this was, I was like framing it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the shot right now. I was just being a fool. You know, that's
baby, my go-to. Did the baby come out?
Yeah, of course. Baby came out. And
were you there when the head came out and everything?
Yeah.
Isn't it fucking amazing? That's
coming amazing. I was nervous because the umbilical cord was around her neck. So they they had to like, that could have been bad, you know?
Yeah. You got to get early, start teaching her how to block the chokes.
Yeah. Oh, dude. It was like, it was one of those things. I think I made like an Epstein joke. Like, you're not hanging yourself here. It's something that I was like.
Baby, I'm nervous. It's a defense mechanism.
That's the thing. That's the problem is that whenever I get really nervous or scared, even when I coach wrestling, if a kid's hurt, I'll gauge how hurt he is by if I make a stupid joke, if he laughs or not.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a kid with like, you know, on his back and he was hurt. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, there are freckles everywhere. You know, like I'll say something that like a real dad joke I'll give him. And then he'll be like, or like sometimes like if it's a timeout in a match, I'll try to calm the kid down. If it's, you know, I'll be like, hey, anything you want to talk about? Any girls or anything? Like any girls in school? Like just like during a match, you know, just to kind of calm the kid down. Yeah. Totally my defense mechanism. Because even with my kid, when my kid falls off, my kid hurts herself, she starts crying, I'll put like a shoe on my head or a banana on my head. And if she laughs, I know she's not really that hurt.
Yeah.
She doesn't laugh, I'm like, fuck. I'm not sure how long that's going to last, that, you know.
So. By the way, Jay Moore said that you were the best wrestling coach he's ever seen.
Oh, that's nice of him. That's nice. Yeah. Like, Jay's my guy. I mean, a lot of it, you know, there a lot of times, like I was a really good wrestler in high school. You know, we're gonna talk to a guy named Bryce Meredith, who you talk about, oh my God, one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen. He was doing moves that I didn't know how he was doing them. Like I'm watching his moves. I'm watching his moves going, how did he get that? Like he's running an arm bar, but has a half, and then he's spinning the guy over. He's going to be amazing at MMA. He had his first fight. He almost got fucking – he was a -3,000 favorite, almost got stopped because this maniac starts trading punch for punch when he's one of the best, like, 10 wrestlers in the country.
That's crazy. It's just all ego. They just have to fucking strike it out.
We got to talk to this guy. But,
dude, get in their head, and you go, hey, you want to fight me like a man? And they're like, okay.
But I also like take tips from people, like, you know, like I'll watch a move and I'll go, can I teach this to my kids? You know, that's the first thing I'm looking for is and then I watch like I watched a Henry Cejudo video and he's like, look, when you have a single leg, he goes, make believe that you're saying the Pledge of Allegiance when you have that foot. So like Pledge of Allegiance, like have that hand right there. I'm like, that's, you say that to a kid, you know, or like when you have a single, when you have a single and you have a leg under the armpit. And you want to kick out, give the guy the finger. Like, give me the middle finger, and then kick out. So,
although, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance now in schools is problematic.
But a lot of it is like picking up tricks like that.
Yeah, of course. You know,
or and also making it fun. Like, I'll teach. We'll go over basic. I go, if you guys are really good, I'll teach you guys a fucking, you know, flying squirrel or some kind of suicide cradle or something, which of course they're going to get in 3 seconds. They're not going to get a double leg, and then they're going to go for that every time. So I have to be like super careful with that. But that's, you know, communicating. A lot of times people are really good wrestlers, but they can't coach, or basketball players, they're not good coaches. It's just because it's a matter of like, can you communicate to a young kid, you know? So that's a lot of it. I'm in therapy. Are you in therapy?
No.
I feel like you would do well in therapy. I mean, maybe you're too smart for therapy. I feel like
I would. I've done different types of therapy, but I had a therapist at one point. I did like a group therapy thing that we can talk about, and I have a time chart I want to tell you when we talk about it.
Yeah.
No. What? Well, you're in therapy right now?
Every day, every Wednesday, I do therapy.
Get good jokes worked out in therapy. Be honest,
dude. Sometimes I'm like, man. Like, this is hilarious. I should be writing this down. But then I'm like, well, I'm not in therapy for material. You know, like, this is – but then I'm mad at myself because – and then even, like, I'm like, oh, I got to tell this on the podcast. But it's always out of context, and it's never as funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about my like, boarding school I went to, the Hyde School, which is, like, I guess Paris Hilton, I guess, put it on, like, the She has like a list of like trouble teen schools and trying to take down terrible boarding schools. And my boarding school saved my life. I mean,
yeah.
I'm really happy I went there. Before I went there, I was running away from school. I was bullying people. I was getting bullied. I was trying to beat up my parents. I threw a punch at my stepmom. I missed. That's how bad my stand-up is. But I was out of control of a kid. And I was looking up to my whole life was like, it was all about whether or not I was popular. I just wanted approval of people. It doesn't matter how I felt about myself. It's how others perceive me feeling about myself.
Yeah.
So I hung out with the worst possible kids to get, you know, and then because they were the ones considered cool and all they did was beat me up, you know? So it was one of those things. It was just, I was fucking doing terrible. And when I went there, I ended up, you know, excelling in wrestling and becoming a four-time New England champion. I went to a really good school at Binghamton. It was like, it saved my life. But there were some things that like went down to that school that I'm not
happy
with, I'm not proud of. And, you know, one of them I was talking about in my school was like, everyone had like a job at the school. My job was to do dishes for the whole school at 5:30 in the morning. I had to get down, walk a mile in like 4 feet of snow to get to the place. And it was fresh snow. It was Maine snow. So it was like your fucking knees. And I was only 5'2" at the time. So, and then get there and do everyone's dishes. Everyone put their fucking disgusting food into the thing. And it was gross. It was beyond gross. And I was late. And my teacher, who was like one of my faculty members, he must have been 260 pounds, 270. And he said, "Why are you late?" And he took his fingers and just started poking me in the chest. And I was like 94 pounds. And it wasn't like one time. It was like 25 times of like a 250-pound man. And shit like that where you're just like, that wouldn't fly today.
You look back, what the fuck?
Yeah, I look back. But then a part of me is like, well, I'm being a pussy for even talking about it. You know, like, why am I even harden up kind of thing? And then there was a time where, like, my freshman year, I qualified for nationals because I won the Class A's and I won the New England's, and I was 103 pounds, but I couldn't go because my assistant, my wrestling coach was graduating college. My assistant coach came in, like, drunk one night to the dorms, picked out a kid, started wrestling with him at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, "Hey, let's wrestle." And that kid ended up telling a teacher about it. And the guy admitted he was drunk. He got suspended for a month and then came back. And I like loved this coach. He's like,
why did you lose your spot because of that?
He couldn't drive me. It was in Lehigh, Pennsylvania. So I had no one to drive me to nationals. So it was like shit like that where I'm just, my dad's like still mad at him. Cause he's convinced I would have placed that year. And if you placed
you could have taken a bus?
9 hours by yourself to sign in and get a hotel when you're 13.
I guess you just weren't committed to that.
Maybe. But I mean, those are two, it wasn't so black. Everything wasn't black or white there. It did way more good than bad for me. I'm happy I went, but a part of me is like, those are some fucked up things that happened, you know?
Oh, for sure. I'm sure there was like crazy sexual abuse that gets covered up. Everyone gives shit to the Catholic Church, but like it's happening everywhere. There are kids and adults in the same room. Someone's getting diddled. It's crazy. Like the numbers of public schools are way worse than the Catholic Church and no one's talking about it.
I wouldn't say everywhere. I just think there's always going to be an abuse of power. I think also people have no fucking self-control. And I think also maybe people become jobs for the wrong reasons. Like there was a kid in my high school that was like the biggest bully, my public high school. And he became a cop.
Of course.
And then he got arrested. He was like, he was like one of the main guys, and he got detected for going to a strip club and like pulling his gun on someone in the parking lot. And then he got totally disbarred. And yeah, like my solution is never defund the police. It's triple their salary. You triple their salary, you'll get better cops. People don't want to be part-time cops or same with teachers. You pay a teacher like six figures, like you'll get some good fucking teachers out there.
Yeah, it's true. Think of all the garbage teachers you had in your life. Like, I look back, I'm like, I can think like maybe four teachers that I thought were actually decent teachers. Most of them were just fucking garbage. They didn't do anything. They didn't give a fuck.
You know what? As an adult, sometimes, like, I look at, like I'm trying to strike this, like, wrestling program. And I started this program for the high school. And they can't get one teacher for the past 12 years in the school to help coach. We have to always have an outside coach, which fucked up the whole program because there's nobody in the school to go, "Hey, you're a good athlete. Come here for a second. You know, what sport you're playing?" That's what you need to have a program. You have to have somebody in the school to grab kids. And it's like there are so many teachers just don't give a fuck. So many athletic programs, they don't want to have wrestling there. It's like you wonder why people got into teaching. I feel like anything else, people got into teaching for the right reasons, and then they got broken.
Like, yeah. Hey, by the way, that's everything. My brother, my brother was a fucking emergency room doctor because he wanted to save lives. And it made him a fucking Trump supporter.
How?
Because he just hated people. He was like, I'm saving lives. And then it was like, oh, it's another fucking junkie who needs their methadone fix and wants to build the system. For years. Everyone's a fucking crook. So yeah, I think that's true with everything too. I mean, even comics, right?
Oh my God. Especially comics. But especially now with people that like, it almost like now with the internet, it used to be, look, it was never better before because you had so many gatekeepers.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to hear everyone's opinion on how much you suck. I mean, literally, I put a video on TikTok and people were like, good material. His delivery sucks, right? Which then, and I read that and I should just go, whatever. I make a living at this. I live in a nice house, yada, yada, yada. I do well. But instead, I'm like, oh man, I stuttered as a kid. I had a lisp. Sometimes, like, I talk too fast. What if my delivery does suck? What if I'm never going to be good? What if this guy's telling me the truth? What if like I'm fighting a battle I'm not going to win? And what if all of this reason that I became a comic was because I got picked on when I was stuttered as a kid? And it takes me into a fucking place that I hate being and that I have to then like step back out of and go, did I do a show last night?
Yeah.
Did everyone laugh?
Yeah.
Did I get a standing ovation last week? Then fuck this guy, you know?
But I also don't think that's a bad thing to wrestle with that. I did a bit, it's on the Laugh Factor YouTube, about getting a blowjob from a British girl. And I do that thing that like every female comics go, I was like, I did a joke and you know that little segue that people do?
Yeah.
They go, and someone's like, what's up with these comics doing and every time? And I was like, fuck, I gotta be aware of that. That's true. So I feel like it's fine to listen to it. Just don't let it affect you. Like, take what's good and ignore what's bad. I know that's be the Buddha, but like, be the Buddha.
Yeah, it is. At the same time, you're also like, someone says something to me like, oh, I heard you do that joke before. Like, so then a part of me goes, well, hey, listen, I have 3 comedy specials out. You know, you can go on my TikTok, go on my, you know, Spotify. I have 3 albums. And then I'm like, and I have this. Then I'm like, what am I fucking doing? Like, why am I having to prove myself to somebody? Like, what do I care? What do I win here? Like, how is my life any better? Like, it's like not. Meanwhile, I have you on the entire time. I just have you as like, I'm so not paying attention that I've had you on the main thing the entire time. Like, it's my podcast and I'm in the little box and you're in the big box. That's whatever.
Is my phone positioned the right way or should it be this way?
No, your phone is great. Your phone is great. We have Paulina Granados. I don't know where Bryce is. So I would, you know, it's these funny guys, man. Like I watched probably, my wife wanted to like bang last night. I got back from this club and it was this smoking hot girl, like just being really nice. And I don't know if she was flirting or not because I just don't know anymore. Like I'm just so out of like, and a part of me thinks that because I'm married with a kid, women feel safer around me. Yeah, and they also know I'm not trying to fuck them. Like they know, I can't tell if they know I'm not trying to fuck them, so that's why they're nicer to me. Or they think if I cheat on them with my wife and kid, not only do they have me, but I'm now putting that on the line so that they're that much more valuable. And then a part of me thinks sometimes that somebody fucked this girl over, like somebody cheated, and now they want to be the bad girl. So there's all kinds of like 3 different things that I think about, all of which I can't tell my wife about because she's not impressed by me not cheating.
Yeah.
So,
and also women like men who aren't available. It's like, you know, when I'm New York theater actor, you know how many gay men wanted to fuck me and they knew I was straight, but they thought they'd convert me? Like, that's like the a gay man converting a straight man to homosexuality is like such a fucking feather in the cap. It's the same thing. A woman who gets a man to cheat on her wife is like, look what I did.
I wonder if it's also they know that, like, it's almost like, you know how sometimes you hook up with girls when they're on vacation because, you know, they hook up. Like, there were so many times when I worked in Times Square. Girls were on vacation and they were like, oh, that's their checklist of like things to do, like bang a guy from New York or something, right? And then when you try to follow up with them, like, hey, I'm in Michigan and they're home, but they're like, who are you? Like, that was just a thing. So maybe they look at like a married guy with kids as like a vacation. Like, you could just get the dick, but nothing else comes with it. Anyway, Paulina is a girl who maybe will answer all these questions and then some, because she is a fighter for Invicta. She was in the Invicta tournament last week. And her fights, I don't know if you watch this girl's fights, Bill. They are like Wanderlei Silva, prime Wanderlei Silva. He just goes punch for punch with anybody. I watched like 5 year fights last night. They're all the same. You stand there and trade punches with everybody. It's fucking nuts. How are you?
I'm good. My hand's still recovering.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to break that girl's skull.
You know what? You would have, the girl was a black belt, a brown belt, and you're a purple belt.
She's a black belt.
Black belt.
She ain't no black belt though. I was like, I felt her and I was like, she sucks.
You were doing this thing, right? Where you were winning on the feet. And then you went for the thing that I can't stand when girls do, or guys, is that head and arm basic throw, because
I've been doing judo, so I was like, I want to show them what else I can do, and then I fucking did it, and that was bad.
Well, you landed on top at first, and then you got swept.
I had a head and arm toss, and she came out from behind.
Yeah, which is,
like, I should have did the underhook side, not the overhook side. That's where I fucked up.
Yeah, but that's like what everyone says is that happened. When you had an arm, is that anyone who's like over, either with a wrestler or over a brown belt, unless you're like Khabib and you have just like gorilla strength, that's what's going to happen. Unfortunately, that's what happened. But
I didn't know that was going to happen.
You didn't think that was gonna happen?
Nobody's done that to me, no.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was like, and then I rewatched it and I was like, what happened? Because I didn't even know what happened. I was like, how the fuck did I lose that position? And then I watched it and I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Well, to your credit, though, the girl had a rear naked choke, and you just stood up on it. You're just like, I'm out of here.
Wait, you were on your back? She had you back rear naked choke? Or you were standing?
Yeah. She had my back, and then I kind of rolled over and tripoded up and kind of shoved her off.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Like shoved her off. Just walked away. Like, nah, bitch. Like, not today. Then...
She didn't even have it under my chin though. She was like trying to crank on my jaw, and I was like, this isn't it. Yeah. They're not gonna tap me like this.
So you just stood up and you started fucking pounding her, and everyone, and they were like, the announcers were like, "She's got, the girl's a professional boxer," blah blah blah. And you're like, I don't know, Paulina's landing some fucking haymakers.
Dude, I like felt her skull like giving. Like, I punched her. I'm pretty sure I broke her orbital, because like, I just, like, when I felt that, I was like, ooh, I got her. And, like, every punch that landed, I could feel, like, her skull, like, giving. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
I've never heard that before. I felt her skull giving.
I felt my knuckles going in her skull.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And I think that if that fight would have went 3 rounds, you would have won.
I know, man. Fuck.
So what they do is, Bill, because it's Invicta, right? They have a tournament.
Yeah.
But, like, if for some reason in America, you can't have more than like 5 rounds in one day, which is like so stupid, right? So you can't fight 2 fights. You could have two rounds or whatever. So that in order to win, you got to win 3 fights. So each round is like a 1-round fight for the first 2 fights. And then the second round, I think, is 2 rounds or whatever.
It's a 3-round fight. The last round, if you're in the final. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, a 1-round fight's got to be, that's a hard thing to do, right?
Yeah, because, like, and I made the mistake of, like, trying to be a little too technical in the beginning, and I shouldn't have touched her gloves. I shouldn't have touched gloves with her, because I put her in my range, and she came out like a fucking banshee, like, street fighter, and I was like, this isn't pretty. But you can't make a 5-minute round pretty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's when I was just like, fuck it.
I was a little nervous for you going to the fight, because I watched your Instagram live with Angela Hill, and you were making stripper videos. There was like a pole in the hotel room.
That's
and
good
you were,
work.
And you were, there was a video. She was taking pictures of you, and you were like dancing on a pole or something. And
like, a pole. It must have been an old one.
Oh, was there? Was there
a- no. That was in a pool. It was like a revolving stage. Oh. So Invicta had us on a revolving stage for like the pre-fight thing. Oh. Like we were like standing on the stage and we were just kind of like spinning on it. And then me and Angela were like, "Oh, let's make a video on it." So we made a TikTok.
Oh, I thought you guys were like at a strip club or something. And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "What kind of pre-fight fucking ritual is it?" Which I'm all for. Don't get me wrong. It just I thought that that was okay. That makes me.
Yeah. You imagine the stripper pole in the middle.
I know. I was like, "What?"
It did not look like a stripper pole kind of thing. It like sort of. You could see where I'm coming from, right?
It was literally a revolving stage. Like, oh, okay. You're just, like, making shit up.
I am. It's true. It's true.
How dare you? Now let's talk about your OnlyFans.
Yeah, your OnlyFans. What is going on here? Because
my mom's right there.
Is that your mom? Yeah. Oh, sorry. All right. Hold on.
Let's go outside.
Okay, we'll go outside.
Sorry, Mom. It's my fan page.
Oh, okay, your fan page. Your fan, yeah. The fact that you only have a couple fans. Okay, so, all right, this is the best. All right, so your mom doesn't know about your OnlyFans?
She knows about my fan page.
Knows about your fan page, got it. Now, what is going on? Because you're a beautiful girl, obviously, you're a great fighter, and women are just making bank and OnlyFans, right? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
So I mean, she has a balcony. Look at her. She's obviously making bank.
So people are showing like, so I'm a fan of Paulina, right? I'm like, hey, Paulina, you're so hot. Can you make a video of you drinking milk on your face, yelling my name or something, right? Is that what goes on here?
That's like a private DM request, yeah.
Okay,
stuff
right.
Like that. Like this guy, I haven't made his video yet, but he's like, can you do a video for me stripping out of your fight clothes? And like he wants me to like put gloves on and everything, but leave only my gloves and underwear on. So I was like,
I think that's hot. That's kind of hot. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, how much is and then you're like, okay, $1,000 on there, right? Like some kind of.
I set the price.
Yeah, you set the price.
And if they can't afford it, I'm just like, sorry.
Good, good, good. Now, are a lot of guys married? Do you know?
I have no idea. A lot of them are like, I don't know who they are.
So you don't see who the guys are.
Unless they want me to see who they are.
Okay, good. Now, just be careful. Because I feel like some of these guys are, like, pretending they're in a real relationship with you. And I don't want them showing up at your fights with roses under the cage with, like, proposing to you or something. You know, just,
what's wrong with showing up with roses? What if I want them to show up with roses?
All right, that's fine.
Nobody else is giving me roses.
Okay. Yeah, why are you single? Because you're a gorgeous girl and you could fight and you're super cool. You came to come to a bunch of my shows, Bill. She's always a good sport. I always talk about how she's gonna be how she likes, you know, nice things. So why are you single?
I don't know.
I don't know, Adam. Me?
I don't know because I think I like the wrong guy and he doesn't like me like I like him, maybe, or he doesn't want to be in a relationship because he doesn't have time for me, but he has time for, you know, 10 of them. So
you
that
like,
kind of thing.
You
yeah.
You like players. You like guys that like are hard to get, that are dating a lot of girls.
I mean, not hard to get cause I got him, but like hard for him to just be with me and not with everybody else too.
Yeah. But you also want to be with Paulina, you want to be with a fighter too, right?
He just so happens to be a fighter, but I mean, if I find a nice guy who's not a fighter, that's like,
yeah, no UFC females like, oh, here's my boyfriend Shecky, he's an accountant.
Why not? You know what? I feel like I'm like trying to put myself out on the dating scene. It's been really difficult, but like, I haven't met anybody yet. But I am open, like, to meeting like a guy who's like not a fucking scrub. Like, I don't want like some fucking loser pansy, but like I want like an alpha, yeah, in whatever he does.
Yeah, you want a guy that can protect you.
Yeah, and not even like protect me physically. Like if he has a gun, like, and he knows how to shoot it, cool, like that, I'd be down with that too. Like I just want like a guy who's like a hard worker, knows how to use his hands, can protect me.
Nice.
Physically. That's, if I get sick, he can financially like take care of me, because it's like, why am I gonna date a guy who's a scrub when I can take care of myself? You know what I mean? So it's like,
this all makes sense. I mean, this is what you deserve. I mean, obviously, like I think so highly of you. So I would like for you to have that. I don't know. I don't see why you wouldn't. But are you going for guys with like neck tattoos?
I don't even care. Just somebody who's nice guy who likes me.
All right. This is kind of sad, Bill. Isn't this kind of sad?
You know what, though? Don't really buy it.
It is sad. It's fucking pathetic.
I only pick the wrong guys. You yeah, want a nice guy. You're not drawn to the nice guy. You're drawn to the bad boy.
But the thing is, I think it's like I'm a little bit like shallow in a way that like I have to be like attracted to them also. Like yeah. There's like a bunch of nice guys that I meet and I'm just like, oh, I'm just not attracted to them.
Yeah. Most importantly, you have to be attracted from the waist down, their wallet, right?
No. Like they just can't be like fat, I guess.
Well, you will put a lot of time. Fuck that. You put a lot of time into your body.
You work
your ass off. You're a pro fighter, and you should be with somebody who can take care of themselves physically. I don't think that's asking. He doesn't have to be a bodybuilder, but
yeah, like I don't want a fucking fat slob, and like I don't want somebody like I don't know. Sometimes like I watch people eat and I get disgusted. I'm like, oh, like how like you just ate a lot. Like it's gross. I don't know. I think I'm kind of like a little bit like I eat a lot, I guess, but like. When it's, like, all the time, it, like, grosses me out. I'm just like, ew, like, you're putting a lot of shit in your body. Like, that's gross.
No, okay. All right, let's get back to your fighting because I actually like this. What I heard was beginning from Girls from Alliance. They told me that you came to Alliance. You had no fight background. Did you wrestle in college or high school?
Who said that?
I don't know. They said that you just basically were so fucking tough. And then eventually started kicking everyone's ass.
Oh, when I came to Alliance, I already had a fight background.
Okay.
But before that, I didn't. No, before that, I didn't.
You never wrestled in high school?
No, we didn't even have that. I did powerlifting. I didn't even know what wrestling was until after. Like, I thought wrestling was like the WWE. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
So when did you become like a pro fighter? Like, how did you?
I started in 2009. When I was 21, actually, like, dude, I was, like, really bad. There's, like, a lot of things that happened in my life that kind of, like, led up to that moment. But, you know, one of them was I dated this really, like, abusive guy when I was, like, 16 till I was, like, 19. And just emotionally, physically abusive. And, like, I was, like, I've always been, like, a ride or die, like, girl. Like, my loyalty is my strength, but it's also my weakness. And, he started like doing drugs and stuff. And then of course, like me being like, oh, like that's my dude. Like I started, you know, doing shit with him and like, it got really bad and really busy. It was really bad. It was really bad.
Like what kind of drugs? Cocaine?
Like it started. Cocaine. So it started with like, I started with drinking. It started with, and then I started smoking weed with him. And then he introduced me to cocaine. Cause he came from like a kind of like rich town, like near the small town where I grew up. And like, we didn't have cocaine where I'm from. Like, Ingleside, Texas, like, you don't have that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even know what the fuck it was until I met him. And then, so he started doing that. And he basically, like, brought his whole family down. He brought me down with him. My parents kicked me out of the house. They didn't trust me anymore. And then one day, he basically almost killed me because he started, like, injecting me with stuff. And, like, to this day, I don't even know what it was that he was, like, putting in my body. And I remember feeling like I was going to die. And he like and left
he
me.
He was doing a two and then giving it to you?
Or just no, like he was just like putting like he. I got so skinny at one point that he was like putting shit in between my toes. Like it was so bad. Like I've never told anybody this in an interview. So this is like a lot for me right
but, like,
now.
But like while you were sleeping?
No, like I don't even. I was there, but I wasn't there. You know what I mean? I was just like. I was like his fucking sex slave, basically. Like it was bad, and I was 17. You know, like when I just turned 17 when all this started happening, and basically, like I was like, I'm gonna die. Like I have to make a choice. Like I need to get out of here. And I went back to my dad's, and my dad, like, you know, let me back home after he saw like my condition and stuff. And that guy was always threatening my family. Like he'd show up to our house, like. Threatening my dad to like let me out and stuff like that. Then I went away to college, and that's kind of like where I was like, oh, I can like start over and turn a new leaf. Well, this guy started showing up to my school that was like 5 hours away, and I don't know. I was just always like looking over my shoulder. I was always scared and stuff. And then I discovered like martial arts and I was like, oh, cool. Like I can like learn how to defend myself so I won't be fucking scared all the time, you know?
It's like a lifetime.
And then that just turned into this. Like I just.
So, but now you walk into like a karate class, jiu-jitsu class?
No, it was a Muay Thai. It was a Muay Thai class. And wow. I just like fucking loved it. I was like, whoa, this is so cool. And then I had my first Muay Thai fight 8 months later and I won. And then I was just like, whoa, like this is such a cool feeling. And then like seeing like my family be proud of me was like a really big accomplishment just because they'd been so disappointed in me, you know, for like so many years, like feeling that, like getting my hand raised and like them cheering. I was like.
So wow. Paulie, I have a question.
This is awesome.
Now that you're a fighter and you have all these fighter friends, do you want to find this guy and kick his fucking ass?
Dude, no. So check this out. So not too long ago,
Diego Sanchez.
No, one of my aunts sent me a link to like, it's called Corpus Christi Caller Times or whatever. It's like the newspaper back home with like this headline. So homeboy, my ex, like eventually from like what I kind of like found out was like he pretty much became homeless. Like his parents divorced because of him because he was like taking money from him and his dad was an enabler or whatever. Well, he fucking goes into a CVS, like I guess he's homeless by this time, and he like does like a bomb threat. So now he's like facing like life in prison for like terrorist threat and shit. And I'm just like, whoa, like my life could have gone that way, but I like this way. You know what I mean?
That's so awesome that like martial arts saved your life.
It really is. And like, I always tell people that, but they don't know because I've never like told anybody really a story. I just tell them, oh, I drank a lot, but like, they don't know like
the extent of it.
Yeah. Cause I felt a lot of shame.
Now, how old was this guy when you were 17? He was what?
18. He was a year older than me. Yeah.
Just a bad person.
Yeah.
He was super bad.
Have you done therapy for it?
I went to like, I did this thing in Vegas. It's like, it's called a Choice Leadership Center. And it's like a leadership program, but a lot of it, like in order to get to the leadership program, you have to go through like, it's called Breakthrough and Discovery. And like, that was actually the first time that I was able to like openly like say it in front of a classroom.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because like now I can talk about it and like, it doesn't make me cry. But, like, the first time I talked about it, it was really hard. Like, I was, like, crying, ugly crying. And, like, but now I'm just, like, I need to be able to tell this story because it might be able to help somebody. You know what I mean?
I don't know how many people will be able to help. You know how many people are in terrible relationships right now? Oh, my God.
We're in a codependent relationship with narcissistic men. It's, like. Everywhere, epidemic.
I know. I mean, like, I'm still kind of doing the same shit, but it's not as bad. So it's
I wouldn't. You're not. Somebody's not drugging you and putting
no
against your will.
Drugging me with that D. I'm just kidding.
Well, okay, let's talk about. So you came to my show with Kira Butera, right? And you and Kira fought each other, and it was a good fight. Kira took you down and out wrestled you. That was the way she
beat fucking you. Didn't. She fucking didn't make weight. Love you, Kira, but fucking learn how to make weight.
Well, and she's fighting in Bellator in 2 weeks, by the way.
Yeah, but she's fighting at a bigger weight class now, which is good because 105 didn't work out for her.
So she came with her boyfriend. I guess they're broken up now. Thank God. That guy.
Yeah, he was bad news.
But it seemed like they were trying to get you to have a threesome. That night, they were partying with you. And it seemed like they were like, let's go out and party. And you were like looking at me like, hey, want to go out? And I was like, I got it. This is not going to lead anywhere good. I go, you know, there was a younger version of me, Bill, where I would do. Here's what I would do. I
know the younger version. I knew you during the younger version of you, Adam.
Right. But when I was in a relationship, right, with like my ex, I would go on a cruise ship and work. And then at night, I go dance with all the girls and blah, blah, blah. We grind and this and that. Go for walks. And I got a big heart on and I'm fucking, you know, that. And then at the end.
I can't imagine you grinding.
And then at the end, they're like, hey, want to go back? Then at the end, they're like, hey, want to go back to my room? And I'd be like, oh, no, I can't, you know. And then I'd be like, I'm such a great guy, right? But basically, I'm ordering food, putting it on the table, and then going, I'm not going to eat it, right? That's and then thinking I'm a great guy. Now I'm just not ordering
the bot teas. You're a twat.
No, I'm not ordering the food anymore because I don't want to be in that situation. I just, I'm not going to eat it because I'm not going to fucking order it. I'm not going to Postmate it or Uber Eats that situation. But it looked like there was going to be a fun thing. Now, was it hard for you to party with someone that you fought with Kira? No, it wasn't.
Oh. No, because we already fought. It was like, I already punched her and all that. You know, it's like, whatever.
Got it. Got it. Now, now, part of your old team was out of control. At Alliance MMA, it was you, Angela Magana, Rowdy Beck, and you guys would take photos on the beach. Your asses would be up in the air. I don't know if there was any panties.
They weren't up in the air. We were laying down.
Okay, you have
a distorted view of reality.
She was laying down with a slight arch in her back.
It seemed like your butt was higher than the rest of them. Right? and then Magana was always posting these things of like, and then Rowdy, like, what happened there? Tell us the truth. Like, was it?
What do you mean?
Was it crazy sex nights with those three?
No.
But do you like girls, Paulina? Have you ever been with a girl?
Not just a girl. No.
Far off base, thinking that you're going
to
have.
I don't even know how to answer that. So it was like another dude and a girl. So you guys, so it was like a kind of a group thing, right?
Yeah,
that's the problem, Paulina. You go for it, you're having orgies, and you're.
It doesn't happen like all the time. It happened like twice.
Twice, like this week.
I feel like twice is not even a lot, like compared to a lot of other people I know.
No, it just seemed like the MMA lifestyle is it's hard. You guys are, you know, you're working out. There's all this testosterone and you know, blood pumping.
Estrogen walks in.
Yeah. Also, you were like you were in a terrible relationship when you were younger, and then you want to like live a little bit. But it would be nice to see you. Do you want to have kids one day?
Yes, I do. That's actually like why I stopped drinking and smoking weed and shit. Cause I'm just like, I want a guy to like take me seriously. And I want a guy to like, I want to be able to like not make stupid decisions because I'm influenced. You know what I mean? Cause a lot of times like I'd be drunk and be like, beer goggles. And then I'm just like, oh, what did I do? You know? So just like, I don't want to. I just want to have like a clear head and like make the right decisions and like, you know, and not have that, oh, it was because I'm drunk. Now it's like, oh, bitch, it's because you're fucking stupid, you know?
I mean, Bill, I remember hearing about you were drunk back in the day. You used to finger girls on red carpets and stuff. Like after.
Oh, my God.
That's not true. I don't think so.
That's what Andrea told me. That didn't happen?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. I used to drink a lot.
Yeah. So now, all right, back to fighting. I also read you don't watch tape on any of your opponents. Is this true?
No, I don't.
Is that smart?
I don't know. Well, like, the other day, my coach, we were, like, kind of watching a little bit. But, like, it's, like, I don't know. Because to me, it's, like, anybody can look good fighting anybody. Like, I don't know. Like, they're not fighting me. So I just focus on, like, me and what I do right or what I do wrong.
But isn't
it? I just let my coaches figure it out. I'm just, like, all right. Here, you watch this. This is the girl I'm fighting. Like,
what to do?
Train me accordingly.
But isn't there a thing where you're like, if you're watching a fighter, you're like, oh, I noticed that when she, you know, when she drops her left, when she, you know, shoots in.
They notice that.
Yeah, the coach. That's how Poirier beat McGregor, really, because he noticed his stance. He's like, I'm just going to take that leg out. You know.
So you, yeah. And now, is your coach Dominic Cruz?
And I knew he's one of them. Yeah.
Who else?
Eric Del Piero.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
That's like something like because I didn't know who I was gonna fight in that tournament until weigh-ins. They announced, you know, so it's hard to study eight other girls that I could possibly be fighting, you know. So coach did that, and then Angie was the one who actually studied the girl that I fought because Angie was with me fight day. And, you know, we both found out at the same time who my first round opponent was. So Angie was the one watching tape. And I kind of already knew that girl would try to, like, clench and, you know, all that stuff. But, yeah, I made the mistake of touching her gloves. I'm never touching gloves again, by the way. All you guys listening, I'm never touching your fucking gloves.
What happened? Touch the glove and she just charged you?
Yeah. And, like, I kind of, like, put myself in her range, you know what I mean? And I shouldn't have done that. Like, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's a respect thing, but I'm just, like, it's also a fight, so fuck you.
Yeah.
That's you don't
so I don't know if I should bring this up because I'll take it out of the podcast if you want me to, right? But could we talk about the time you got into a fight in the bathroom or no? in the shower?
In the shower
with Jessica I.
Oh.
I could take it out if you want. I we take stuff out all the time. We're not live. I just think it's a funny story. She talked about it on the show. She's never.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, but she never named you.
What did she say?
Okay, so.
Because it wasn't even a fight. I fucking got naked in front of her ass. Anyways, I want to hear what she said.
All right.
That doesn't look like a fight at all. You got naked.
Yeah, she was like trying to tell me to take a picture down off my Instagram. I was like, no.
That she was dating a fighter and that you were dating the same fighter. And that she came to Alliance to fight you. Because
he didn't even show up to sparring.
So then,
we're gonna talk about it. You can put it on air, actually.
Okay, so I had heard. Okay. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard. So you guys were dating the same fighter, you and Jessica I, and she comes to Alliance to train, and then corners you while you're in the shower, and then tried to fight you in the shower. Now, was she naked too in the shower?
She didn't even try to fight me. She was. She's a very like this. She was barking in my face, telling me to take a picture down as I'm taking my clothes off to get in the shower. Turn around, get in the shower. I don't think there was a try to fight. Oh. And the next day, she knew it was sparring, and she didn't show up to sparring. So,
because then I heard
she's bigger than me, and she's bigger than me. I was fucking terrified, but I was like, you know what? We're gonna fucking fight. And she didn't show up, so.
I mean, I just think
if you guys have and all my team can vouch for me.
Yeah, Phil Davis said he came and broke it up. Which
Phil Davis did not come and broke it up. He was not even there. He wasn't in the shower.
Oh,
was the fighter Dominic Cruz? Because he's hot.
So, nobody came. No, it wasn't Dominic. She wishes. No, I'm just kidding.
So. All right. Well, I mean, honestly, I think if you fought Jessica in the shower, that would OnlyFans would probably.
It wasn't even a fight. Like, I don't even know why she said she tried to fight me because she didn't even touch me. She like was barking in my face, like she's always barking. Like, like the thing that happened, like I remember, like I was like, "Fuck, tomorrow's sparring," and I was like, "I know she's gonna be there," and I was like, "No, fuck it, like don't be a little bitch. This is your house." So I fucking show up to sparring, and I was like jump roping all fucking like I was like all ready to go, you know? And I was like looking at the door, and she like never showed up. And Dominic. He walked up to me and he was like, "Hey, I'm really proud of you for showing up to sparring." She didn't even show up.
Oh,
and
cool.
I was like, and I got all defensive. I was like, "Why wouldn't I show up? This is my gym." And he was like, "Whoa, I'm just saying, like, good job for showing up." And I was just like,
"Well, she has
secretly glad that she didn't show up." I was like, "Fuck," but at least I was there.
Well, be honest, who would win in a fight between those two?
She's big.
I don't know. Honestly, like, I'm pretty fucking crazy too. Like I'm small, but I'm pretty fucking crazy. Like she would have had to knock me out. I think I wouldn't have gave up.
I mean, you're a purple belt. She's also, I think, a purple belt. She's a little bigger. Both have great striking. Now she has OnlyFans too. Do you think we could do some kind of a championship? Like I think
I'll win. Oh, I'll win. So I'll win so fast.
This is the best podcast ever. My favorite show we've ever had. Paulina, you have to come on every week.
Paulina, you're great. Have you thought about doing things in entertainment, like acting or anything like that? You have a great personality.
Oh, thanks.
Wrestling, WWE down the road?
I like watch WWE, but I'm just like, I don't even know what my if I'd be like a heel or if you like be like the good one. You know what I mean? Because I have a little bit of both sides.
That's the thing now. Sometimes they're both. What would your nickname be? Like the seductress or something? Or like, I don't know, like batshit crazy? Or
can we go with the seductrix, please? Not batshit crazy.
Not batshit crazy? Or,
no.
Okay, I got it. Now, you're in Texas now. Are you training in Texas?
No, I'm just visiting my family. visiting my mom, and then I'm going to go to Corpus Christi tomorrow or Saturday to see my dad and hang out with him for Father's Day. And then I'm back to San Diego on the 26th.
I saw you in Vegas. You were kicking ass in Vegas, by the way. Like, you didn't even, when I saw you at Syndicate.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like beating like UFC fighters, like fucking everyone up. And then I told you afterwards, I'm like, yo, you were kicking those girls' asses. They're in the UFC. You're like, really? They are? And then like Victoria Vortex, who was like a 4-time national champion, was wrestling with you. And like, I'm like, you know, she was like the best wrestler in the world at one point. You're like, really? I thought she had good takedowns. Do you even know who the fuck you're training with? Like, you don't even care, huh?
It's just, they're just people. Like, you know, me and you. So, I don't know.
That's true. Well, not really like me and you. I'm not in the UFC or a 4-time, you know, national champion. But I like how you just don't care.
I knew she was good, but like I said, I don't watch video. I'm not like a nerd. I don't keep up with the statistics of like, I don't know. I don't.
That's good. And now you told me that your brother was upset with your OnlyFans. How old is your brother?
He wasn't upset. It was my dad. So my dad got upset about it because somebody at his work is my fan. But anyway, he found out. So my dad's like, he's like the superintendent of like a department in his company. So like, he's like an image person. Like, he cares about what people think. You know what I mean? And he found out that his daughter is doing OnlyFans through like some of his foremen or whatever.
You know what's weird about that? A foreman came to your dad and goes, look,
basically, right?
On the way. And
yeah. I think so, like, or something like that happened. Or like my dad kind of heard a cheese man through the grapevine, you know? But anyways, he like told my dad never confronted me about it. Like, he made my little brother tell me like something. My little brother was like, I don't care if you have an OnlyFans, but I'm just talking to you because dad wanted me to talk to you. And
that's crazy. I mean, was it one of your dad's, like, was your dad the boss and one of his associates, some under him, was on your fan page?
I feel like this probably, it's a really big company, so it's probably a lot of them. It's a big company in a small town that I grew up in, so it's like everybody that didn't leave my town works there.
Do they have you yell out like fuck your dad? Like, I hate my, like that, like on the thing, like do a private message of like, my dad's the worst boss or something. Do they have you say stuff like that or no?
No.
No. I was
my
like,
dad's great. My dad's,
I know,
awesome.
But if I hated my boss, right? And her daughter was the only
I feel like somebody told somebody that cares about my dad, and the person that cares about my dad probably told him out of concern. You know, without knowing, it's like, because people like disassociate OnlyFans to like porn.
Right.
They're like, oh, and it's like not really like that.
You don't do any kind of porn, right?
No.
Good. Okay, you just basically, someone says, I want to see your butt.
It's workout tips.
It's hard because, look, a part of me, as like, a part of me wants to be like that guy who's like, oh, you're so hot, yeah, you're sexy, blah, blah, blah. But then there's like the father, like, nice part of me in me that like is concerned about her and likes her as a friend and as a person.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly at war with myself because I feel like if you were on this podcast 10 years ago, I would be like, so let me see your ass. Let's see what the big deal is. But
I'd be like, subscribe, Adam.
But now that I'm 43 years old, and like, it's just different. I don't know. I don't know if evolved or devolved. To be honest, I don't know if this
you're torn between being a dad and being a daddy. That's what it is.
Oh, right? That's hilarious.
Basically, like a part of being like, because you know, I also like just also know how good of a fighter you are. And I want you to focus up. Because I think when I talked to you, I hadn't fought in like 2 years.
Well, the thing is, OnlyFans actually has helped me focus on fighting. Because I'm not working at the brewery like 8 hours a day. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like now I work at a gym like once a week, basically. And I just kind of do that just to get out of the house. But like most of the time I'm training, like I can train now because of OnlyFans, because I'm not worried about money all the time. I'm not like, can I pay the bills? Like, it's helped me like even like stabilize my like my crazy fucking head, because I was always stressed out about being able to make ends meet. And now it's like, okay, like I don't have to worry about that. Now I can just worry on training, and I can like Now I can pay to get a massage because my body hurts. Now I can pay to get training clothes. Now, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's actually helped.
100%. No, I mean, Kira, I think Kira went too far because she was like doing, I mean,
there's a lot of money to be made. And I think some people like, they want more and more and more, but I'm just like, all right, I'm making this amount. Like, I'm cool with that. Like,
he was making like 50 grand a month. On
people get greedy. Yeah, you get greedy and that's all you want. You want more and more and more and more. But I'm just like.
Good. All right. We have to have limits.
Yeah, definitely.
So I know Jessica I has like tiers on her thing. It's like $6,000 for like a full, like a naked shot or something. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, you know, I can't believe guys have OnlyFans, but like, I'm sure it's only gay dudes that are like wanting to
subscribing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's any women paying. Cause they'll just be like,
if a girl I would never pay. Like, I'll just get on Tinder and ask for a dick pic if I want to.
Yeah. It's that easy. Like what worries it to pay $50, $100 a month to see some guy's dick? You know, I mean, that's, I think my wife paid not to see my dick. You know, like, I can't see that. Right, Bill?
Yeah.
You know the thing with girls though? Like, or at least I'm speaking for myself. Like, I don't like get turned on by a dick pic. Like, it doesn't like turn me on. Like, I'm not like,
wait,
I'm
just very visual. Holly, can I send you one? It might change your mind. The lighting is perfect.
Oh, God, that face.
The composition. Artistically, it might turn you on.
She has that face down to a fucking science. But, dude, another girl yesterday said that not dick pics don't turn girls on, but guys jerking off to completion turns them on. There's no fucking way that's true. That's what Anthony.
I'm just like, Anthony, ew.
Anthony Berchek's wife posted that. I'm like, she's a fucking freak. You know Anthony Berchek, his wife. You know,
Planet Girl.
Yeah, Planet Girl. Like, I mean, isn't she married? Why is she posting that anyway? If my wife fucking posted like, "Hey, I want guys to jerk," I'd be like, "We're divorced." Like, you're posting that, it's over. Like, you want guys to send you, because that asshole is going to be sending you fucking jerk off pics. I can't think of anything more gross.
Yeah. When you're, as a guy who jerk off, it looks like you're stabbing yourself with a small knife. In this
It looks like you're a squirrel. Fucking like, it's horrible.
It makes me uncomfortable. That's why I make them pay me. I'm like, you have to pay me if you want me to watch this.
But how do they know you're watching it?
Exactly.
You give them a thumbs up.
Oh, my God.
Let it play.
That's hilarious. That's you should. You know what you should do? You should videotape you like watching like someone eating food or something, like making a really nice food, and you're like, yummy, and then just give them that and be like, oh, this is me watching you jerk off. So they don't know. Like,
right? Or like, remember Two Girls, One Cup? They have Two Girls, One Cup reaction videos.
I didn't even watch it.
Just a picture of your face watching people jerk off, like, ugh.
but I have to fake it. I have to fake that I like it.
Yeah, you gotta get into the UFC. All right, so when's your next fight?
I don't know. Hopefully, whenever my hand heals, it's healing fast. It's healing fast. No, it was just very swollen, but it's healing. You see, it's still kind of swollen right here.
Wow.
No, dude, my hand was like this the other day, like a fucking club hand. And then me and Juliana went out, and I kept covering it because I didn't want anybody to see it.
Juliana Pena?
No, Juliana Miller. Killer Miller.
But don't you think, like, if you meet a guy and he knows that your hand's swollen from punching a chick in the face, he's going to be so turned on by that?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it scares guys. That's why, like, I don't like to tell them that I fight. And, like, my friend kept telling everyone we were fighters, and I was like, quit telling them! They're not going to think we're soft and sweet anymore.
Yeah, I think you're lying to yourself. I think you don't realize – either you don't realize how pretty you are or you're just acting. Now, as far as...
Oh, that's nice.
It's true. Now, as far as... So, Invicta, your hand. So, have you thought about doing bare knuckle boxing?
Hell no. Maybe when I'm ready for my dreams to die. But... No. Like, if my hand got swollen, like, with an MMA glove, like, could you imagine, like, that?
Mm-mm. And also, who do you
think? And I literally try to punch people as hard as I can. Like, I feel like in the bare knuckle boxing, like I'll mess up my hands. Like, I don't know. I feel like that would hurt so bad.
Hmm. Are you ever worried about hurting your moneymaker? Like having your nose fucking like this and shit. You never worried about
it? I actually broke my orbital, but like, I'm pretty good at like deflecting punches. Like when people punch, I'm pretty good at like kind of going with them, you know? So like they don't like land flush. But I mean, that girl threw a lot of punches and I mean, they didn't really land. Like, I don't know. I've gotten pretty good at it.
You're like a throwback Mexican fighter. You really are. Like, honestly, you got to see her fights, dude. She just stands there and fucking wings. If I was your coach, though, I would say, Paulina, we're really good at this type of fighting, but let's try to like shoot some double legs or single legs or just, you know, like we have that, but the problem is sometimes like, you know, like let's just, cause that one girl you fought, you would have beaten her, but her reach, she had a little bit of reach on you.
Oh, Gloria.
Yeah. So I just feel like you guys were playing.
That fight too. That was frustrating. And she kept running away and I'm like, and I'm already shorter than her. And like when somebody's running away, it's like even harder for me to catch up and punch them, you know? But
it's all right. You're right there. I mean, you know, you're right there. What are you, 32, 33?
33.
But you don't have much wear and tear. You've only had 8 fights. You were a great amateur too, though. You had some big amateur wins over some.
Yeah, I was undefeated as an amateur.
Yeah, you kicked ass. You beat my friend Jordan too. Fucking hottie.
Dude, she was so salty that I beat her. I was like, she was salty because like they like flew me in basically to like lose to her, and I was like, nah, not today.
She was my friend's ex-girlfriend, and I'm sure he's probably happy you beat her now. Well, listen, Paulina, you're awesome. Anything you want to? Where can people follow you, or you want to plug your OnlyFans? Or you want to plug? Talk to me.
So all across the board, my my social media is all the same. It's Paulina Granat 2.
Okay.
Get it?
Bill, anything you want to say?
The number 2 is dos in Spanish.
Now, what do you think about guys that
are going to follow you on Instagram? You better follow me back.
What do you think about what about guys that are brown belts who just had a kid but may or may not be with their baby mamas, who are super smart and are
good? I have no chance there.
And no chance there, and also
is that you or what? Is that you, Bill?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I can take you in jiu-jitsu, but just because I'm
also, you're also 205 pounds.
I know. You look massive. So you have nice teeth, though.
No, he's a good looking guy. He was he's a good actor too. He's been in like 100 things. He's a brown belt.
I love how she said you have nice teeth, though. The hidden message there is like, I could do without your face.
Though.
No, you're hot, okay? Damn.
God, wow. But if you saw my wallet, you'd be like, next.
I'd be like, I'll give you some of mine.
Or what about your two-week-old baby? That might actually, I don't know, maybe she likes that. Who knows? Bill, are you with your baby mama? Are you guys just friends? Or what's the deal?
The work in progress.
Okay, Paulina, he's perfect for you. Okay, so this is exactly what you're looking for. A very emotionally stable man. All right, well, listen. Thank you, Paulina, for coming on the podcast. Thank you, Bill. You guys are the best.
That was fun.
Thanks, Paulina.
Bye-bye.
Nice to meet you. Bye, Adam.
Bye. Thank you.